Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Morning, Alice. How you doing?
Oh, look, you know what? I think yesterday's announcement has got me just feeling some levity in my stride.
Yes, we've just been talking about all the food that everybody's looking forward to eating. Have you got any particular faves you're hanging out for?
You know, that's a good question. I'm not really a big takeaway person, and I'm not even saying that with some kind of disgusting moral high ground, but I'm not like hanging out for Macca's. However, look, I think I'll probably go for a wander around my neighbourhood and go get a coffee from some local vendor. So that would be me. I think the sport of this must be good for our brains, right?
Oh, yeah.
The sport of like imagining possibility. He's like me with my like creative teacher hat on, but I think maybe it's like really doing good. It must be doing great things for our ability to visualize.
Oh, absolutely, and, absolutely.
You know, so I mean, either that or are we going absolutely cuckoo and
six of one, half a dozen of the other, I would say at this point,
yeah.
Alice. What's happening in the world of theatre?
Well,
you know, the constant refrain is a hard time and there's not enough support out there. But what's going on?
I love that. Do you have a pre-record sting for that?
It's all a bit shit.
Broadway opened overseas. That's very exciting. Considering, I actually had a girlfriend of mine who lives in New York City, and she went to a show, and it was like, she said she was, you know, crying. It was like so amazing and so beautiful. Which of course, I mean, I don't know about you, but I sob in the theatre all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, like it's moving. And even, you know, sometimes for me, even watching a choreographed sequence of movement is moving, you know.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Obviously, you know, someone singing or whatever. There's, my voice teacher used to say that with words, the vowel, your consonants are your other. Is the intelligence or the articulator, and the vowels are the emotion, carry the emotion of a word. And so obviously in singing, where you sustain a vowel sound, that's trapping or holding emotion, which is why people get very emotionally moved simply by someone singing ooh or ah.
That's awesome. I'd never thought about it like that, but it does make sense.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you kind of need those, the plosives, is that what they call it? I'm no linguist. But then also, this is kind of the interesting thing with the New Zealand sort of dialect of English, because we use diphthongs a lot, which is when you have two vowels sounds over one letter. And I don't know whether that muddies our emotional resonance as communicators, or it makes it more complex. Gosh, I don't know.
Well, it's a conundrum. It certainly is. But I think you make a good point, though. It is pretty a hearty experience for people who haven't been able to get into the theatre for a very, very long time to see that again.
I can't imagine. I mean, I'm sure we've all had moments of this when we come out of this period where you reconnect with your friends or you know, skin-to-skin contact. I mean, here's me being like, oh, you go to the theatre and you cry. But there are more urgent, pressing human needs, of course, when we come out of a situation where we haven't been able to see each other or smell each other. But I can genuinely imagine how moving going after 18 months
it's
of
a
being
long time.
Closed. Yeah. Just even, you know, preparing yourself. And I don't know about other people, but for some, the ritual of getting changed and what am I going to wear to go to the actual venue and then arriving there. And maybe it's the first time you've been in a space with, like, hundreds of other people to then see a piece of art that's, you know, incredibly moving. Or not moving, and then you're sort of crying because you were just gutted at how shit it was. But, you know, which is entirely possible. So there's that. And it was, it's really, I guess it sort of puts everything into perspective a little, doesn't it? That you know, that right now we've got a bit of a pause happening right now. There's a bit of a hiccup, we might say, in our journey. But actually there are others that have been and continue to wait for the moment to reopen. And, you know, there's others that will not, unfortunately and very sadly, be able to reopen So I think that is significant. I mean, look, you don't have to be a massive fan of Broadway. Because when we say Broadway, we're also talking about off-Broadway venues as well. So it's not just, oh, yay, you know, the 97th year of The Sound of Music running, is, you know, finally gets its 98th year or whatever. Like, this is the... And I think in the ecosystem of theatre, and because obviously theatre is very commercial on Broadway, this is significant for all the technicians and the, as well as the performers, costumiers, the whole shebang.
It's a big one, and for those particular shows as well, they usually have, especially Broadway shows, definitely have big budgets, big casts behind the scenes and on stage. It's a lot of people who are supported by those things being able to continue.
Totally. And I mean, that just must be incredible. And also, it's amazing because when they would have made the choice to be like, okay, boys, we're opening the doors or whatever. and, you know, they would have had to have been like, okay, shoot, we've got to get this show back up. So back into rehearsals. You've got people who were match fit, you know. I mean, I think about any kind of actor, you have to be match fit, you know. And all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to go back to performing two times a night for, you know, six nights in a row for a stretch of, you know, 6 years potentially.
It's hard work, yeah.
Yeah, totally. So I would love to have been a fly on the wall to what that process must have been like, where, you know, back at that first day back in the rehearsal room, and how kind of, you know, it, like, not flubby, but, you know, and I'm not talking like physically, I'm just talking like mentally,
that kind
of clarity that you need when you go back into working. So, I mean, even I felt that I did a... I've been making a work for like the last two and a bit years, and I think it's probably been up to eight weeks in the studio. And every time we go back in after a prolonged period of absence, I'm like, oh, how do we do this again? Like, what's that about? So, would have loved to. And look, no doubt there will be some doco when Broadway opens, and it'll be some kind of film that will do festivals. But, I mean, the only person that will watch that will probably be me.
I'll join you on that one.
Yes.
I'm not a huge Saturday Night Live person. I've never really watched it, but I did find myself watching the little mini documentary they made about getting back to filming Saturday Night Live. I just found it fascinating to see how COVID had affected, obviously, the way they were having to film, but also that thing that I think we're all understanding is true about the arts, that it is in its own way a lifeline for people who watch it, and it's some sort of, or listen to it, or consume it. It's some sort of tapping into a thing bigger than yourself when you've been spending a lot of time in literal isolation.
Absolutely. And it's something like you know, Saturday Night Live, for example, is the amount of content and the frequency in which they produce work. It is to go from having access to that to not is...
It's quite jarring, yeah.
Totally. I mean, those audiences, that's the thing, like, we're thinking about the artists here, but also for the audiences that have that, it's quite... I mean, if you even look at, like, not necessarily high turnover television in New Zealand, but film and television production here, it involves a lot of people. And I know for friends that are working on shows that were shot, you know, had to go tools down the day that the lockdown announcement had. But, you know, once we go back to a level that's reasonable, they're going to go back into the studio, back to the soundstage, and back into filming. And the health and safety protocols that they have on set are really extraordinary. Like, it's very, it runs like kind of clockwork in that sense. But it's exciting because then you know that television's going to be coming, you know, it's going to be filmed, it's going to be edited and made. I actually just heard that wonderful interview with the Jessica who won the director's award yesterday at the Emmys.
Oh, cool.
And which is fabulous. And she was being interviewed, and she talked about how for The Crown in that the last season, how they actually had to edit together episodes from footage that they'd already shot.
Oh, wow.
Which is just like, wow, how cool is that? I mean, that's kind of like those It's like a mega version of found poetry. And you're like, okay, here are the words.
Found crowned episodes.
Found crowned episodes. I think that's a real niche kind of pastime, but someone's got to do it.
Well, yeah. It's certainly good to hear some good news about the theatre overseas. Broadway coming back. We'll just
Broadway's
keep on.
Back, baby.
Exactly.
Back, baby. Come on, everybody. I feel like I have to do that and like wear a fedora.
Count you in.
We're going to put out a show.
Do some jazz hands kind of thing.
I'm doing jazz hands right now.
I'm pleased to hear it, Alice. Thanks for bringing us a bit of cool news from overseas. I'm sure there's plenty to read about it online as well, and a few videos. Broadway loves to chuck a thing on YouTube so you can
they love YouTube,
see what's
Broadway.
Going on. So
they love the YouTubes. But you know what's even more extraordinary for people wanting to watch theatre? Twitch. There's so much good Twitch stuff. In fact, I was going to talk today, and we're probably running out of time. But look,
just a couple of minutes left, Alice. But I would love to hear about Twitch.
Oh, there's this platform. I don't know whether you've heard of it. So Twitch, obviously, yeah, this is fabulous and it's very popular for
designed for streaming games mostly.
Totally. And now we're seeing it really starting to stream other types of experiences, one of which is theatre. I mean, it's a really, I mean, I was on over the weekend. I watched Timbaland doing his B Club. I went to a karaoke thing on Friday night, and then I watched a ceramicist. It was very gorgeous.
It's all happening.
And it's got nothing to do with theatre, and yet I'm like, this is riveting. I could watch this. I could watch it. You know, like, I've seen like three Robert Lepage ex machina works, who's this French Canadian theatre director who makes like 4-hour epics. I think actually
all on
one
Twitch.
Of the shows was like, no, he doesn't make it on Twitch. He makes it in real life, and I've fallen asleep in probably all the shows of his I've seen, to my embarrassment. Just because it's very long, sustained, durational, and like, you fall asleep and you wake up and you go, what did I miss? And you don't really think you missed anything, and yet you've been asleep for 40 minutes.
Oh my God.
But anyway, so there's that. But then on Twitch, you could quite reasonably watch something for 4 hours.
So we've got Broadway back in the USA, and we've got Twitch, which is just like a world unto itself. And that's and that's the theatre at the moment.
It is. Oh, and actually, just as a quick shout out, ATC have got The Seagull, which was a work that was which was created under the direction and adaptation of Eleanor Bishop. It is online. I would highly recommend, if you want to watch some local content, check that out. It's actually, I think they've got it. If you go to atc.co.nz, go through to The Seagull, you can watch. That
fantastic
cool content for you.
Fabulous. Hey, thank you, Alice. It's always a pleasure. We'll see you soon, and enjoy level 3.
Same to you. Bye. Love yous.
Bye.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.